Everything you wish for is attainable, dear people of the light. Of course, you know this already through your understanding of the universal laws. But in this timing, in the time of ascension, there is a great urgency to manifest your desired outcome more efficiently. And so we assist you now. In the following meditation, you will remember a time when you were happy and where all other beings were happy also. These memories are universal. They are imprinted into your consciousness from lifetimes gone by. Periods of time in which you lived as one, in harmony with each other and with Mother Earth. You can choose to access these memories in order to help you manifest a fifth dimensional reality once more. And so we will take you back now into one of these times. Close your eyes and see yourselves in a field of green, in a landscape of radiant beauty on earth. The trees and grass, the flowers and creatures are similar to those now on your planet, but the landscape feels different, and you tune into that difference now in order to remember it fully. In this reality, spanning across time and space, you are immersed in a radiant, shimmering energy field, golden white in hue. This living matrix is visible to you in all things. The air around you pulses with the golden white light. The sky, although blue, is a shifting, flowing field of energy that merges with the nature around you. The ground below you emanates this energy and breathes golden white frequency into the plants and flowers. And they in turn communicate with the insects and birds and all living things. As you sit or walk in this magical land, you now notice that you are breathing the same golden white energy into and out of your body. You notice that your energy is a force field that interacts with all aspects of life through the living matrix which connects all things. There is no space between yourself and another being, or between yourself and the sky. Rather, you have a living experience of everything being connected by the energy or prana of the creative source. There are certain beings walking by you who are less solid than others. Some seem to slip in and out of the physical dimension at will. You know that you too can achieve this ability to make your body invisible at will, or rather, to become pure light rather than a solid form. As you pass by animals and trees, you notice that they are communicating with you, sending thought forms to you. You smile back at them, practicing telepathy in the form of simple thoughts of love. Greetings of love, acknowledgement of mutual respect, like a telepathic namaste. This makes you feel a great trust, a letting go of fear, as you realize that you can discern instantly how much light any animal or being is holding, and whether or not they are holding a high vibration, one of unity and love. This means that you cannot be deceived, and also that you cannot deceive another, as your vibration is recognizable to all as well. And you remember now that to hold as high a vibration as possible, all that is needed is to be in a place of appreciation for the beauty around you. You do this now. You look with the eyes of a child at every single detail in nature, discovering anew the delicate latticework of veins in every leaf, the entrancing play of light and shadow beneath each tree. You feel the hum of the great Mother Earth beneath your feet, and as you stop and listen, you begin to hear her heartbeat. How can it be that you have not heard this before? This deep, loving song of the Great Mother. Kneeling on the earth now, hands touching her soil, you open your heart in love and gratitude to her, pledging your allegiance to her and her tribe above all else, above all your earthly concerns. As you rise to your feet, you find yourself surrounded by many hundreds of light beings, some human, some animal, some star people, that are now able to show themselves to you because of the high frequency you are holding. They welcome you to the fifth dimension, and you remember them now, from a lifetime that has surfaced in your dreams sometimes. A lifetime in the golden age of Atlantis. All of these light beings were present already, but were invisible to you until your heart was opened into unconditional love for all beings on Gaia. Your friends say farewell now, as you come back into this time and space on the Earth plane, reminding you that you may return at any time of day or night. Take a deep breath, and with this breath, feel yourself in your precious body, in the here and now. Are in the transition, and your task is to bring as many with you as possible into the age of light. All that is needed is to learn to be conscious in every moment. Consciousness is awareness. Awareness that you are more than flesh and blood, that you are a being of light, like the star people who assist you. Awareness that all of life is connected through the matrix of light. Awareness that you have chosen to be on Earth now in order to assist others to remember these things. Practice your Atlantean skills, dear ones. Rather than waiting for a shift in consciousness to happen to you, simply shift now. By experiencing yourself as part of the matrix of light of which all is created, and remembering the experience of oneness which comes with an awakened consciousness. And so it is. The time is now. Namaste.